I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to the Student Composer Showcase, VPR Classical's monthly feature on a student composer produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online mentoring program. For March, we'll meet Melena Johnson, a senior at Harwood Union High School, and hear her work Limitless for brass quintet and percussion. Melena recently came to the studio, and I asked her how she got her start in music.
I'm self-taught on all my instruments. I play by ear, so that's always been helpful. I play a little bit of trumpet. I play kind of a little bit of everything. I'm one of those people who can just pick up an instrument. I'll just learn to play it because I just love all instruments. But my main are piano, voice, and French horn.
So you're self-taught. I mean, where do you even start? How do you do that?
We always had the piano in my house. It was my grandfather's and then my mom's, and it kind of was just has been passed down. I started learning or knew when I could play piano was I was watching a Disney movie, and I always loved the opening song, so I said, why not try to play it? So I sat down and I taught myself to play it. This was like about 5 years old, and that was the first time I realized like I can actually play and I actually like it.
How do you separate out the voices? I mean, a lot of pieces are more than just the melody. Did you make up the accompaniment, or how does that work?
Well, when I first started kind of just listening, it was mostly just like the melody or the beginning. But as I kind of got older and more into it, I started listening to like more of the backgrounds or one little line or another phrase in the song that kind of helped me put it together. And not just listening, I could then read the music, so it was easier to figure out the song.
Where did you start composing then? How did you start writing?
I had taken music theory my freshman year. That was the first time I had ever taken music theory. That's when I was offered to start composing, writing songs. I loved being able to write music and then play back something that I wrote. So it was really neat and interesting, and I've gotten a great connection and feel for the songs I write.
Your piece, Limitless, why don't you tell us a little about it?
I originally wanted to write for brass because I play the French horn, and I've always loved the sound of brass instruments. My freshman year at Harwood, I started listening to a lot of jazz. I started playing in my jazz bands. I really liked the style of Latin jazz. So I said, why not try to write some Latin jazz? I just kept hearing things in my head, and I just kept, from playing piano, I would just start jamming randomly on the piano, and then I'd find something, oh, that sounds cool. So I add that to a piece, and then I just kept building it. The original song that I wrote for Limitless, the original version, was just congas and the brass. I realized like congas, like it wasn't fulfilling to the song, like it needed more, it needed to be more powerful. So that's when I started writing for a full drum set. So what was great is that my dad's a percussionist, so he could help me out with writing for drums. The day after Thanksgiving, I spent from like 10 in the morning till like we had dinner that night straight, just listening to tracks on YouTube, listening to great jazz percussionists, Latin jazz drummers, just trying to figure out what I was hearing.
Well, tell us about the title, Limitless.
The type of composer I am, I like to push instrumentalists to their limit, kind of take the music to different levels, make things difficult. So I thought then, why not have it be named Limitless, because there's no limits. There is no limits to the song. They're just going for it with every type of style and technique they have. Thank you.